Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Peter Greenberg, CBS News travel editor and the host of Eye on Travel, which airs on this radio station from 7 to 9 on Sunday, is on a phone line. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Very good, sir.
By the way, speaking of what you can and can't do these days, I saw that American Airlines said they're going to end their alcohol restrictions on April 18th. And a few of our listeners said, hey, John, remember, Peter is an advocate for no alcohol on planes and limited alcohol before boarding. Is that true?
Well, I'm certainly an advocate for limited alcohol before boarding, because the biggest problem that we're having over the last year is not people getting drunk on the plane. It's people who are drunk on the way to the plane and getting drunk as they boarded on the plane. And that's about the retail sales of alcohol in the airports, you know, in high stress situations. I'm a big fan of the fourth quarter rule at the NFL. Apply that to the airports. Take it to your boarding pass. You know, no alcohol served within 45 minutes of the time listed on your boarding pass. And if they followed that, we'd have a lot fewer flight diversions, delays, cancellations, and arrests.
There was a story in the news last week about another plane that got diverted because people were misbehaving, and the people were not arrested, and it wasn't even certain that they would be fined. I just think when you divert a plane because of your bad behavior, for whatever reason, the consequences should be enormous to you, because you've just laid some consequences on 100 other people who are missing birthday parties and work meetings and vacations and connecting flights. Think about that.
Actually, it's more than 100 people, and that's even if the plane isn't fully loaded. It's the people on the ground. It's the people. It's the drivers. It's the taxi cab guys. It's all the people waiting for those planes. Yeah, it's a problem. And the real problem is, if you look at this quantitatively, over 6,500 cases of drunk, unruly, or disruptive passengers, and how many have been prosecuted or even brought to prosecution? Maybe 30. And of the ones that were brought to prosecution, how many had fines assessed that were originally proposed? I think none. So it's look, if you're going to walk the walk, you better talk the talk, and vice versa. Otherwise, it has no deterrent factor at all.
Any news or thoughts about that Chinese aircraft, Peter?
Well, it's still too early for me to talk about it without it being speculation. However, there are certain things in any accident investigation you have to painstakingly rule out before you can rule anything in. So we've been able to rule some things out. We know that weather wasn't a factor. We know that they were tracking the plane, and they knew that it dropped 20,000 feet in 1 minute. How does that happen? Well, a number of things could be contributing to that. One, obviously, there's a loss of control of the aircraft. What contributed to that? Was it a key structural part of the plane that came off where they could not recover? That's still being looked at. Was there something that happened in the cockpit in which somebody lost control of the plane? Was that a fight? Was it a pilot suicide? We've seen stories like that before, that it was proven. But right now, too soon, they're going to have to recover the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder, both difficult to do in the terrain where they're looking, and also considering how fast that plane hit the mountain.
Yeah.
So until we can figure that out, too soon for me to tell you anything that happened.
Seems like it was almost going straight down. Fuel costs are going up. We feel those on the ground. Are those being reflected in airplane tickets, Peter?
You bet. Fuel prices were going up and airline tickets were going up at the rate of about 7% a month 3 weeks ago. Then it became 7% a week. Now it's about 7% every 4 days. I'll give you a fair comparison. The airfare between Los Angeles and San Francisco 3 weeks ago was $93 round trip on a flight that takes only 38 minutes in the air. You know what it is today? $357. That'll give you an idea of where it's gone. So for a family of four, despite the high prices at the pump, they have not reached the tipping point yet where they're not going to get in their car, because, do the math, they're not going to be able to afford four airline tickets. Even with gas going to $8 a gallon, we're still going to be in our cars this summer, because it doesn't add that much more to the trip if you divide it by four. Four different airline tickets, though, that's a different story.
More texts are coming into the show today. Hey, John Williams, no to alcohol on domestic flights. 815 says, well, I'm flying on American Saturday, and this no booze story is making me sad. Somebody else said, I'm on Southwest, and they'd better have alcohol. you know, sometimes some people ruin it for everybody else. I think that's this kind of story.
Well, you know, short of putting breathalyzers at the jetway, I really don't have a problem with the airline serving alcohol because the flight attendants can cut you off like any other bartender can. It's the people already boarding the plane drunk. That's what we have to figure out.
I like your idea about finding a way to timestamp the alcohol consumption. Say the bartender will see when you're flying or it's somehow coordinated and he can't serve you, what did you say, 45 minutes before takeoff?
Exactly. And it's on your boarding pass. It tells you what boarding time is. That's the key. That's the metric they use, and it will work. The problem is, of course, the airport concessionaires, loss of revenue. How do you accommodate for that?
Yeah.
And therein lies your problem.
Hey, you're in Lisbon right now, right? The Lisbon? The one over there in Portugal?
I am indeed, sir.
And how was, you know, whenever, you're always flying places. And your show
is
always.
Well, it's sort of what I do.
I know that, but it's amazing to me that every week your show originates from another place. And it's like, what are you doing in Lisbon? Did you go there just so you could be there? Or why are you in Lisbon?
No, John, I didn't go there just so I could be there.
Well, it's kind of what you do.
Well, no, there's a purpose in all this. I'm actually over here right now because in the midst of everything that's going on in the world, they've just launched the most incredible brand new luxury cruise ship. And I thought it was a good idea to go see what they were doing in the wake of the business and to find out, you know, with all the ships coming back into service now, how is the cruise industry doing? And a good idea is to take a look at it from a new ship perspective. So I just came over this morning. I'll be here just for a couple of days and then racing right back.
I'm anxious to talk to you about that next week. Let's visit again. Thank you, Peter.
You got it, John. We'll do it.
And listen to Peter Greenberg Sunday night from 7 to 9 here on WGN. Hey, Scott, this is John. You're on the radio. What can I do for you, Scott?
Yeah, I'm calling. I am a conductor on the Metro trains in Chicago, and there is absolutely no reason people need to drink on the train. Not only for the fact that they're belligerent, it causes, you know, plenty of times I've had to call the police.
Really?
Plenty of times I've had to call the paramedic because the person is so drunk that they are a danger to themselves. There's no reason. It'd be like saying, hey, you know what? Let's serve alcohol at the grocery store. What to drink on the train or the grocery store?
I got bad news for you. Mariano's is making a killing doing that.